This is Making Sense of the Media with the Poynter Institute. I'm Lisa Peeks with Poynter's Kelly McBride. The September issue of Vanity Fair magazine includes a story called Tinder and the Dawn of the Dating Apocalypse. It suggests the popular app Tinder is little more than a facilitator for casual sex. Tinder issued a rapid succession of 30 tweets in its own defense, and the New York Times picked up on the battle. Well, Kelly, first, what is Tinder?
Well, it's a dating app. It's one of many, dozens and dozens. The way Tinder works is you sign up through your Facebook login and your photo gets loaded on, and Tinder will show you images of other people who are in your general vicinity, and you swipe left if you don't want to meet them, and you swipe right if you do want to meet them. If two people swipe right on each other, Tinder facilitates an introduction. But the thing about Tinder is it's become so common that it's a metaphor for other things in life. Swiping right has become the metaphor for, hey, I'm interested in this. And swiping left has become the metaphor for, ooh, not interested, not going to give it my attention.
So who uses it?
Primarily young people, but lots of middle-aged people, lots of older people. In fact, Vanity Fair even had a tutorial to help confuse seniors.
So you can say anything you wish to say to one of these ladies.
Yes.
And they will say anything to you. And sometimes you hook up and
yes.
Do the horizontal mambo.
Exactly.
That video was part of Vanity Fair's coverage. Now, the article itself, why do you think they chose to go ahead with it?
So this is a classic magazine article that's meant to get a lot of shares and a lot of comments. It's the sign of our times piece. The article was a bit hyperbolic, you know, it called Tinder the cause of the dating apocalypse, and I say that with air quotes around it as if that's like a real thing.
Right.
It featured a couple of guys in New York who use the app to hook up with lots and lots of women whom they call Tinderellas. And they suggested that everybody who uses the app uses it in this way.
Well, what was Tinder trying to accomplish with that 30-tweet response?
I think they felt insulted, like, hey, you're blaming us for something that we have no control over, but it didn't really work out for them. It came off sounding petty and defensive, and it actually resulted in more negative attention for Tinder because it prompted the New York Times and dozens of other media outlets to do stories not on the Vanity Fair piece, but on Tinder's response.
Well, Tinder says the Vanity Fair reporter should have requested an interview. Should she?
You know, that's debatable. Sometimes places and things come to symbolize more than the specific business itself. If I comment on the culture of Starbucks, do I have to call Starbucks to get input? Now, to be fair, many reporters, when they're doing a big think piece like this, they're reticent to call the corporation because corporations go into spin mode where they try and change the nature of the article or undermine it. So I get it why the reporter didn't call Tinder. Still, I don't think would have hurt her to do that.
Well, this is such a great topic for Making Sense of the Media. The media covering the media covering the media.
Right. Let's remind people that media comes from the word mediated, a mediated experience. Tinder is a mediated way to date. And then you have a magazine article, which is a mediated interface with the world. Twitter, a social network, is a mediated experience. The newspaper article. And now let's top it off with this radio piece right here.
Well, Kelly, I am going to swipe right on your assessment right there.
Me too. Swipe right.
Kelly McBride with the Poynter Institute. Thank you.
You're welcome.